Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston, along with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today's topic is Intuit Payroll. And Intuit has been a provider of payroll integrated with both QuickBooks Desktop and QuickBooks Online for some period of time. Today, their payroll offerings fall in three levels: Core, Premium, and Elite. And now the core payroll basically has a full service payroll with health benefits and 401k plans and 1099 e-file and pay, as well as product support and next day deposit. And that service is $45 a month plus $4 employee. If you step up to the next level, it's the premium service is $75 a month, and the elite is $125 a month. So $45, $75, and $125. The cost per employee at Core, Premium, and Elite are $4, $8, or $10. And so what do you get by moving up from Core to Premium? Well, you basically get all of the same basic functions of the Core program, and you add same day direct deposit, workers' comp administration, the HR support center, some expert review, and the ability to track time on the go. When you move up to the elite program for the extra $2 per employee, you get help on expert setup, as well as tracking time and projects on the go, 24/7 product support, tax penalty protection, and you get a personal HR advisor. So usually I ask Brian to say what you should, or ask him what you should know about this particular vendor's product and so forth. But I wanted to lay out the plans first, because I think Brian has some very interesting insights on Intuit Payroll, including conversions coming through the end of the year and other things that are revealed inside their end user license. So Brian, sorry to take so much time at the start of our podcast today.
Well, you know, and I think the thing that we've got to think about here is we've got to decide if somebody's a competitor or partner. And when we look at what Intuit's done with the TurboTax Live service and with the QuickBooks Online Live service, they really are a direct competitor to many of our firms. And so when we've got to look at QuickBooks Online and QuickBooks Online Payroll through the lens of this is a competitive product. And I suspect that many of you in a million years would not go through and use H&R Block's platform, let's say, to run your bookkeeping business on and your payroll business on. But, you know, again, as we're thinking about this now, Intuit has changed into somewhat of a competitor. Now, they still offer discounts to accountants. They offer a 30% discount off of the monthly company charge on payroll for pro advisors. You get 15% off of the per employee per month charge. You also can pick up additional states, and I think the additional states are $12 per additional state per month through there. So as we start thinking about this, the core is really a very simple payroll that you have where, you know, that you know, where you're going to have some involvement in it. The elite is where all the setup is done by Intuit. And so elite is really Intuit's full service payroll offering, where the accountant really isn't involved very much. So as we're thinking about this now, one of the things that they've done is, if you go in and look at their look at this, Intuit has a division or another part of their organization called Credit Karma, and a financial services platform called Turbo, and then another one called Lightbox. And when we look at this, some of the offerings you have in Credit Karma, which, by the way, is subscribed to by, there are 50% of millennials are members of this, according to Intuit's investor statements. But they do some credit health monitoring and ID monitoring. They also do lending and Intuit offers non-bank financial services, but then they also allow banks to market their loans through Intuit's platform. I assume with Intuit getting some marketing money on behalf, you know, for doing this, they offer insurance, and then they offer checking and savings accounts too. Now, the challenge here with Intuit Payroll is that if you read Intuit's global privacy statement, one of the things that they do in here, if you read the global privacy statement, I'm just going to read you some stuff directly out of there. When we say in the Intuit platform, we mean that when you choose to share data with us or bring over information from third parties like a bank or loan provider, we use that data together, not just with the individual offerings you're using. This means your bookkeeping details from QuickBooks, budgets from Mint, and recommendations from Credit Karma all live together. This personalized information we use in the centralized way is all the information Intuit knows about you. It includes your credentials, your name and contact details, payment information, information about your activities, interests, and preferences, insights about your finances or your business, the content you place in our platform, and the information we've collected about you from third-party sources. Okay, and so that's in here. As we navigate through some of the other pieces in here, the thing that it becomes very clear here is that Intuit is in the business of selling loans to end users. So when we look at the changes in their payroll platform, where they're switching from the old Intuit Online Payroll, the former PayCycle product, and they're trying to get folks to turn on something called QuickBooks Payroll with a service called Workforce, one of the reasons I think they're trying to do that is because I think they want the employees of your clients to go into this Workforce platform. And so this Workforce platform then allows employees to view, edit, and manage their personal banking and payroll withholding information, keep up with their information. There's no additional cost, but that puts that information into its platform, which then I think makes you, and again, I'm no lawyer, but it makes that data fair game for services like Credit Karma. Okay.
So Brian, when we were preparing for our time together on this, we know that Intuit's payroll traditionally, which was the old PayCycle product, is going to reach basically end of life and have a forced cutover at the end of 2021.
Yeah.
And that really is bringing us into this new platform. And part of the reason I thought it was worth our listeners hearing the license agreement piece, but was the details about how the information was shared, but further, that the details were never deleted. That was another piece that you pointed out to me, which is important. Now, the reason
the personal data is covered by laws like the California Consumer Privacy Act. And from what I've read there, your personal data can be deleted because it's required to be able to be deleted by those laws. But the business data, the QuickBooks data, isn't deleted. The QuickBooks Online data is not deleted.
Exactly. That's, so you said it better and I said it incorrectly. Or thank you for that.
Now, well, I'm sure there'll be 50 lawyers listening to this from Intuit. So I want to make sure I get it right.
Well, and we're trying to represent exactly what Intuit says that they're trying to do. Now, the reason that's such a big deal, we know as accountant practitioners, you have a lot of your clients on the Intuit payroll platform or clients have chosen to get on the platform by themselves. And while many of you use QuickBooks Desktop or QuickBooks Online, there are a number of viable payroll competitors to Intuit's payroll, the likes of which would include Payroll Relief or OnPay or Gusto or Rippling. And I could keep on going, ADP and Paychex, if you want to name the high ends and so forth. And for many of you, you have chosen QuickBooks Desktop or QuickBooks Online, and you just use Intuit Payroll without thinking about it. Now, we would like you to think about it. Now, that said, the Intuit Payroll system still is a good system, but you need to be aware of the privacy of the data as we would see it. Beyond the payroll product itself working well across multiple states, they have HR support and workers' comp and health benefits and 401k. So there's good support on that area. They also have, in the higher end programs, their tax penalty protection programs and their 1099E file. And of course, they have been very SaaS-centric, browser-centric, and app-centric for quite some time. So those are all pieces that come along in here. But I do not want you to walk away from the podcast today thinking that if you're on QuickBooks Desktop or QuickBooks Online, your only or best choice is Intuit's payroll. It is a choice, but there are many choices here. So that's a fairly strong positioning on that. And by the way, I don't have statistical numbers to back this up, but I suspect that related to QuickBooks, that Intuit payroll dominates QuickBooks Desktop or QuickBooks Online users.
Yeah, they actually say they say in a press release that I have in here on Credit Karma, they basically say that for Credit Karma Money, they say that QuickBooks payroll processed payments for more than 15 million employees, accounting for more than 208 billion in payroll annually. And they're actually saying that consumers pay more than $30 billion in banking fees each year. And so they're pushing a service called Credit Karma Money. And they're now trying to push this to small business employees. So what they're really doing here is they're attempting to monetize and to offer banking services, both loans and deposits, to your employees through this service called Intuit Workforce. Now, the thing about Intuit Workforce, if you read the user license agreement for it, we may tell you about other Intuit services. You may be offered other services, products, or promotions by Intuit. You grant Intuit permission to use information about your experience to help us provide Intuit services to you and enhance the services. You grant Intuit permission to combine your data with others in a way that does not identify you personally. And grant Intuit a number of other rights in there. Now, the thing about this is that if you look at their global privacy statement, which applies to everybody that uses this, including employees that consent to sharing data with Intuit's platform through Workforce, one of the things they do with that is they evaluate your eligibility for financial offers, products, and services. So what I'm going to suggest to you here is that you may want to consider whether or not you want the employee, you want to offer the Workforce the Workforce offering to your client, your employees, and your clients' employees. In this, they expect to begin inviting employees to Workforce around September 20th. They said they will be turning on Workforce automatically to give employees greater access to their pay, banking, and employment information. Okay, so what I'm going to tell you here is that this new service appears to have a component of data sharing with the lending side of Intuit. I'm no lawyer, but that's when I read this, that's what it says to me. The thing I would suggest to you here is that you need to think about the implications of that. You may want to turn off Workforce if you don't want that information shared.
So as you've listened to the background on this, just note that with Intuit Payroll, and let me back up in my statement. We believe that firms can be quite successful with client accounting services. We believe that offering payroll, potentially HR, bill payment, and many other services, in fact, we normally number those to be 11 different services, is critical. Many of you should be offering payroll with some supplier. And our concern here is keeping your client's payroll data secure and safe. We think you have a fiduciary responsibility to your clients. And we know that competitors like Payroll Relief protect the data, or, you know, we can name UKG or Paycor or Paycom. Almost without exception across the profession and the services of payroll providers, the data is protected. And I'll tell you, if Brian and I find another place where we don't think the data is protected, we would call it out. Now, historically, I used Intuit Payroll for quite some time, but the escalating costs have also become a factor to many firms, to the point that I routinely receive calls from current Intuit payroll users who say, we want to convert our firm. And, you know, I have assisted a number of conversions in this area. Now, you did not hear Randy or Brian say, this is a bad product. The payroll actually works quite well. They have done a good job with payroll. And
it is the most seamless of any offering with integrated with QuickBooks, without exception, without doubt.
Without a doubt. So again, we're not saying it's not a good product. The HR is not as strong as some of the HR competitors, but that's not their focus in any shape or fashion. So, you know, when I consider your options, I would like for you to be thoughtful about your selections and the impact that it can have on you, your team members inside your firm, and your client base.
And so, those clients' employees.
And those clients' employees.
I think the thing here is that that I've noticed is it looks like this workforce is really a gateway drug for Credit Karma. And so we just want to know that if you turn on workforce and you enable it for your employees, it's entirely likely that they're going to sign up for it. And if they do, they're now going to get marketed to financial services marketed to them by Intuit. Now, I don't know about you, but it feels creepy to me when somebody tries to sell things to my clients without my authorization. But selling things to my clients' employees without authorization seems like something that could turn into a relationship issue for accountants, accounting practitioners, and their clients. So I think it's something that you just need to know that part of Intuit's business and part of their platform is based on lending money and providing deposit services to small businesses and to individuals. And if you know that, then you know what's going on there.
So, Brian, the insights are valuable. I know you do a lot of legwork reading things to make sure that we're prepared and are factual to our listeners. Any final items that you believe our listeners should know about Intuit's payroll and the conversion that's imminent?
I think you need to realistically look at the services. If you're going to have to convert anyway, I think you need to consider things. You know, we've talked a lot when we talk about accounting and tax software for practitioners. We've always said that there is a big conversion coming for people that go from desktop-based software to cloud-based software. And this is a platform conversion. And so we think you should know the facts about the new platform, but we also think that you should consider your options and know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, and if you want to maximize your profitability in payroll, there may be alternatives that you can use for Intuit's payroll. On the other hand, for the most seamless experience, Intuit's payroll with QuickBooks is certainly a choice that you can make. Well, we know that your time is valuable, and we appreciate you spending some of it with us here in today's Technology Lab. Continued success. Thank you and good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.